Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For 25 years, Seth Lightman has seen it all. From the newest electric car revolution, solar power, bike lanes made in NYC. And now we are here. More electric cars, need for more renewables and eco-friendly products in our world. Well, now it's time for an all-out podcast for this time. You're listening to The Green Living Guy Show. He's funny, real, exactly on point. And some think his style is so raw, it's crazy. Let's do this, folks. It's time for The Green Living Guy Show with Seth Lightman.
Hey, Green Living Guy here, and I want to talk to you about a new sponsor of mine and a manufacturer of 100% battery electric commercial vehicles. They focus on last mile and regional haul delivery, trucks that transport money and valuables for Loomis, deliver packages for FedEx Ground, and transport linens and textiles for UniFirst. We're talking about Exos trucks. Exos trucks, folks. Exos trucks. In March, Exos delivered 15 vehicles to several FedEx Ground operators across California. Their vehicles are on the road right now and have been since 2018. Did I say electric? All electric trucks, yo. So Exos trucks at exostrucks.com. Their mission is to decarbonize commercial transportation. Check it out. So again, as I always say, folks, Green Living Guy says one small step at a time. Today's is Exos Trucks, all electric for your needs.
Green Living Guy here. It is still sun setting now. Now it's getting really nice over here with this view. It's just so glad to be here with Ted Danson. I got to tell you, Ted, and of course everybody tells you what they... I remember you from Cheers as growing up as a young boy, and I remember even in college we had what was called... We always used to watch... And the Cheers Happy Hour, which was two of your episodes back-to-back on WPIX in New York.
Oh, nice.
So I always used to watch that. All of our friends were like, oh, we got to be here for the Cheers Happy Hour, make sure. And now I'm known as the Norm of Starbucks.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
So tell me, I mean, you're here, you're getting the 2010 Heart of Green Lifetime Achievement Award. It's just a pleasure to see you getting, given that you're such an avid environmentalist, you've been out there for such a long time advocating for this, and I just would love to hear from you what brought you or what has continued through you to be an environmentalist, and what makes you feel environmentalist your whole, like, what brought you to become this great awardee, if you know what I mean?
Well, this is not me being modest. I struggle with doing the right thing in life all the time.
Oh,
I'm constantly
doing
the wrong thing and having to remind myself.
So, my wife does that, tells me that every day.
So the award is probably because I'm part of this amazing organization called Oceana, and those people are doing brilliant policy work all around the world.
What's their website? I'm sorry.
Oceana.org.
Oceana.org.
Really encourage people to go on, because one of the things we need to do is you do need to do the small, everyday things. Absolutely. And we can talk about those. But sadly, you know, the clock is ticking, and so much of what needs to get done now and on an international level. So I'm pushing Oceana, obviously, because it's the biggest single-issue ocean advocacy group in the world.
Right.
And so it really is getting the job done. Check it out. Go to Oceana.org.
I'm going to Oceana.org.
And you can learn how to become an activist, because that's what you need to do.
Everybody needs to be an environmental activist,
yes.
And that's in one way or another.
But you're exhausted, you're divorced, you're pissed,
Not yet.
No, but I mean, everybody's lives are so hectic.
Yes.
But anyway, you can still go click on to Oceana.org. Go click here, how to become an activist.
Right.
And then your name, you become a wave maker. You don't even have to give
money
if you don't want to.
Look at that.
But please do.
No. We definitely give money.
And then, you're so agreeable.
I try to be, you know.
And then when something comes along that's important and we need to show that the world cares, that people care, then you get notified and you click here and all of a sudden thousands of emails go pouring in the right direction. So you can make a difference, literally.
That's the one small step that you can take. You might go to Oceana.org and just becoming a member. I mean, you know, you want to, of course, give money to a great cause. I was just actually, it was in December of last year, interviewed Dr. Sylvia Earle, who's doing all
great
that work. And she's doing all that work with the oceans and National Geographic and trying to make the point.
She's the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
She's been doing this for a very long time, and it's heroic. And actually, you know, I think I've been underwater once, you know, in my bathtub. She does these amazing dives. She's incredible.
Yes. She really she's the real deal. And it was a pleasure to see what she's done and to talk to her about that. And it really woke me up, not just to the land and the air, but it's what's underneath us, that 85 to 90% of this world is water. And we don't even know, as Sylvia said, 3/4 of what's below it, and we're just constantly doing negative things to it, like the coral reef destruction, and we need to be much more cognizant about those things.
You know, and the people that get irritated by green and planet and environment and all those catch phrases that just irritate the hell out of some people who are more concerned about jobs and money and the economy, we maybe should stop using those words, because this is about jobs and the economy. This is about, you know, national defense. Absolutely, without doubt. You do the right thing for the oceans, and you will be talking to spiritual leaders, you'll be talking to economists, you'll be talking about the military, you'll be talking about energy. You talk about everything if you do the right thing for the oceans. You create more jobs by investing in alternative energy than investing in the oil. You know, more jobs, literally. Twice, you know, I don't know what it is, but almost twice as much for your $1 million. More jobs get created in green than they do in oil.
It's funny. I was just talking with somebody recently, a gentleman by the name of Chris Hale, who's just a startup of a solar energy company in Westchester County, a little bit north of here. And he said, I can't believe how great business is. It's exploding. People want solar. Yeah. People want to go green. It's just that there's a lack of green jobs. And what you're saying totally makes sense. We need to have more green jobs and people understanding they can make a lot of money and they can save a lot of money by going green.
Or you can lag behind and have to buy all the technology that we eventually will have to use from another country. That's crazy.
I don't want that.
That's
stupid.
That's un-American.
Right.
That's not patriotic.
It's not patriotic.
That's dumb.
Yes.
That's being stupid greedy, not smart greedy. You know, I'm all for smart greedy.
Yeah, well, I call stupid greedy, no disrespect to General Motors, but when they hedged on the Hummer versus the EB1, you know what they got? They got a Hummer, all right.
No, they got cream. They really did. Smart thing. Think a little bit long range, and you will make way more money, and you'll create more jobs, and you won't have to spend quite so much money in foreign lands defending.
Why do we need to be Iraq? Why do we need to be Afghanistan? I mean, as Senator Chuck Schumer says, the best way to make Saudi Arabia pay, or any of these countries pay, isn't just cut their money supply, because that's what's feeding these terrorists doing what they're doing, and it's coming from oil.
Let me just make one more connection. Why we're talking about oil is because at the same time we're overfishing the top of the food chain, we literally are, you know, almost wiping out our fisheries.
Yes.
The bottom of the food chain, the little teeny, you know, sea snails and pteropods that use calcium to make their shells, the coral that uses calcium to make their shells, are getting wiped out by something called ocean acidification, which means all the carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels drifts down into the ocean, and that's definitely fossil fuel carbon dioxide getting into the ocean. It's man-made. It's not cyclical. And it's being overwhelmed, so it's changing the pH balance of the ocean, which in turn makes it impossible for those little seashells to create their shells. So you wipe out the bottom of the food chain at the same time you're wiping out.
We need to be doing more. Ted Danson, thank you so much for your time. Green Living Guys saying one small step at a time. So the lesson here is Oceana.org. Get on there. Get involved. Because our oceans are just as important as everything else, but they are so important to taking care of our world. Thank you, Ted. Best of luck tonight.
Money.
Jobs and money.
Here. We talk.
You've been listening to The Green Living Guy Show with your host, Seth Lightman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.